Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Samach Vav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamatef Amad Aleph, at the beginning of the Perek, Eile Dvorim. Eile Dvorim, B'Pesach, Drichin Es HaShabbos, Shechitosai, Ezikastomai, U'mechikorov, V'hekter Chalalov. The following stage of the Pesach offering override Shabbos, its slaughtering, throwing its blood, Michui of its innards, and burning its fats. Avos Liyosai, B'Hadachos Korvav, Einon, Drichin, However, the following stages do not override Shabbos, its roasting and rinsing its innards, carrying it and bringing it from outside the Tchum, and cutting off from it a wart. Rav Lezer says that these do override Shabbos. The Gemara says, Zu halacha ne'alma mizikne b'seira, pam achas chal arba asal Shabbos, v'lehayu yoidim im Pesach doiche es ha-Shabbos im lav. This law that sacrificing in Pesach overrides Shabbos was forgotten by the elders of Beseira. Once the 14th of Nisan occurred on Shabbos, and they didn't know whether the sacrifice should override Shabbos. Amru Yeshkan Bavli Echad Behilal Shmai, Yeshimesh Eshmai Bavtalion, Yudea in Pesach Dorichas Shabbos in Lav, Eshish Yesh Memenu Techeles. They said there's a Babylonian here called Hillel who served Shmai and Avtalion, who knows whether or not it overrides Shabbos. Perhaps there's hope. Shochu v'kovulai omulai shemad mimeich kashachal yud dalad liyos v'shabbos im deiche es ha-shabbos im lav amalahen v'chiyein anu el ha-pesach echa bovad deiche es ha-shabbos v'chol shona v'alai kama tzochim yitru es ha-shabbos v'chol shona. We sent for Hillel and asked him the question. He answered, do we not have several offerings like the Korban Pesach that override Shabbos every year? Istanatani mea, istanatani masayim, istanatani gimel meyos. Some say that Hillel said there were 100 such offerings, some say 200 and some say 300. Mandama mea tmidim, mandama masayim tmidim umusve shabbosis, mandama gimel meyos tmidim umusofim umusve shabbosis shayom tevim, vashavoshi chadoshim vashamayadois. If he said 100, he was referring to the Tamid offerings twice every Shabbos throughout the year. If he said 200, he was referring to the Tamid and Musaf offerings, when Musaf contains two sheep offerings. If he said 300, he was referring to the Tamid and Musaf offerings of Shabbos of the Yom Tovim, of Rosh Chodesh, and of the Mayadim. Amulaik v'amarnu shiyesh imcha techeles. The elders of Beseira said to Hillel, we said that with you there's hope. Hischel dorush lahen me hekesh mekavachim megzeru shava. He began to expound for them the law through a hekesh, a kavachim, and a gzeru shava. Me hekesh, ho v'tomid korban sibo, o pesach korban sibo, ma tomid korban sibo, deicha shabbos, a pesach korban sibo, deicha shabbos. He said a hekesh, where in truth it's a binyan of, a comparison, because a hekesh uses a juxtaposition, a pasuk, and here it's more like a comparison. Since the tomid is a public offering, and the pesach is a public offering, just as the public tomid offering overrides Shabbos, so the public pesach offering overrides Shabbos. Mikavah choymeh, ma'im tomid she'in mechayv ma'al asiyosei kawis deiches ha-Shabbos, pesach she'chayv ma'al asiyosei kawis ein odin she'yidres ha-Shabbos. A kavachomer, he said to them, was that if the tomid that's not punishable with kares if not offered overrides Shabbos, the pesach that's punishable with kares if not offered will certainly override Shabbos. Migzer shava nema betomid b'mayadoi v'nema pesach b'mayadoi. Ma tomid nema shenema boi b'mayadoi doiches Shabbos, af pesach shenema boi b'mayadoi doiches Shabbos. So he said, migzer shava the pasuk concerning the Talmud says in Bamidbar Chofches Pasuk Beis at its correct time, and the Pasuk concerning Pesach says in Bamidbar Tes Pasuk Beis at its correct time. So just as the Talmud overrides Shabbos, so too the Pesach overrides Shabbos. Amulei kfar amarnu im yesh techeles mibavli. The elders replied, did we say that there's hope with this Babylonian? Hekesh sha'amas yesh lei tshuva. Lo yamar b'Talmud shekein yesh lei kitzva, tamo b'Pesach she'en lei kitzva. There's an objection to your Hekesh. The Tomid has a fixed time, means it's frequently brought twice daily, but the Pesach does not. Kav v'chomer she'amart yesh le'tshuva. Lo yamart b'Tomid shu kodshi kadoshim. Tell me b'Pesach shu kodshim kalim. And we have an objection to your kav v'chomer. The Tomid is kodshi kadoshim, which is the sacrifice of the highest level of sanctity, and the Pesach is only kodshim kalim, which is the lower level sanctity, korban. That we have an objection, a person cannot expound the Gzeir Shava for himself. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Abba, said, if someone wishes to expound a Gzeir Shava for himself, he could make a sheretz bring tumah to the entire room in which it's located, which is not the law, and make the minimum amount of flesh of a human corpse to bring tumah to a room the size of a lentil seed, which is also not the law. So Darish beged or l'gzer shava. He would expand l'gzer shava as follows. The pasuk about the sheretz says in Vayikra Yud Aleph pasuk lamed beis a leather garment, and the pasuk about the tumah of a corpse in Bamidbar lamed aleph pasuk chaf says a leather garment, and the gzer shava between them would transfer and exchange the respective laws as we mentioned. Kach imi hasheretz biyado shel adam afilu tovel b'mei shiloch or b'mei bereishis ein lo tahara olamis hashidchem yado imi yado taha. And the rejection, it cannot be true that a sheretz brings tumah to an entire room, as this is the way of a sheretz in one's hand. Even if one immerses in spring water or sea water, he can never become pure. If one casts down the sheretz, he immediately becomes pure, even if it's still in the same room as the person. Rabbi Yosef Rebun, b'shem Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, Adam dan gzer shava lekayim talmudai, ben Adam dan gzer shava levatel talmudai. Rabbi Yosef, quoting Rabbi Abba, says that one may expound the gzer shava for himself in order to support his learning, but one cannot expound a gzer shava in order to negate his learning. Rabbi Yosef Rebun, b'shem Rabbi Abba bar Mamal, Adam dan kavachim la'atzmai, ben Adam dan gzer shava la'atzmai, lefichach meshivin mekavachim ve'em meshivin megzer shava. Rabbi Yosef quoted Rabbi Abba, saying that one may expound a kavachomer for himself, but not a gzeirah shava for himself. Therefore, one can question a kavachomer, one cannot question a gzeirah shava. As a pishah yoshev v'deirush lehem kol hayom v'kiblu v'menu ad she'omar lehem yavoy olay kach shemati v'shami v'shmai v'atalyon ken she'shomu v'menu kach omdu v'minu oisoy nasi aleihem. And back to the story of Hillel, even though he sat and expounded to them the entire day, they did not accept him until he said, I should be cursed if I did not hear it from Shmai v'atalyon. And as they heard this, they appointed him to be their Nasi. Kivin sheminu oisai Nasi aleihem hischel mekantron bedroim v'oime migoram lakach b'tzach lebavli hazeh lai al shalai shimashtem shlishnei gedeli oilem shlishmai v'abtalyoin shayu yoshvim eslechem kivin shekinantron bedroim ne'elam v'halacha v'menu. Once they had appointed him, he began to rebuke them and said, what caused you to need this Babylonian, as you didn't serve the two great men Shmaya and Avtalion, who were residing with you? And because he rebuked them, he forgot the certain halacha. Amuloi mala sois la'am, v'le'eviu sakineihem amalehem halacha zu shemati v'shachachti, elayinichu li'yisrael im einam neviim b'nei neviim heim. They said to Hillel, what should be done by those who did not bring their slaughter knives? He replied, I heard this halacha and I have forgotten it. Leave alone the people of Yisrael. If they themselves are not prophets, they are the children of prophets, and they will know what to do. Miyad kol misha haya pischoi tle, Hayatecha begizasai, Gedi, Hayakoshoi, Ben Karnov, Nimsu Pischeim, Mevim, Sakinehim, Imahim, Kirinjuras, Masa, Nizke, Sahalacha, Amma Kachsha, Mati, Mishmael, Avtalion. At that point, whoever's Pesach offering was a lamb, he inserted the knife between the wall on its back. Whoever's Pesach offering was a kid, and therefore it didn't have wool, he tied the knife between its horns, and consequently everyone brought their knives. When Hillel saw this, he remembered the Halacha and declared that this was the way Shmaya Avtalion had taught him. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Loza, Kol Teira Shein La Beis Av Eina Teira. Rabbi Zeira, quoting Rabbi Loza, said that any words of Torah that are not said as a tradition from one's rabbis are not valid. Temanta Ninan, Rochav Alea, Nishon Alea, Nidle B'znova, Ava Bayis Anar, Kipil Alea, Esa Maisira, Nasan Talisa Alea, Pesula. Mishneh in Masechet Parah says that if one rode on the Parah Duma, leaned on it, hung something on its tail, used its tail to help him across the river, rolled up its rope, used to tie it and rested it upon the cow, or placed his garment on it, it's disqualified. Ava koish rabbi meisira, osla sandal, bishri shalai tachlik, poas talisayava aleha, mipnei hazruvim, shera. But if he tied it with its rope, made it a sandal to prevent it slipping, or spread his garment on to protect it from flies, it still qualifies for use. Zeh klal kol shehu lesorcha kishera, lesorich acher pesula. The general rule is, if anything is done for its need, it still qualifies. If it was done for another need, it's disqualified. Hadi yalfi minahi v'ahi yalfi minador. Hadaya minahi shim tala ba sakin lesorichta kishera, v'ahi yalfi minador shukal avoida shehi l'shem kodshim eina avoida. Pesach and Parah can learn from each other. Parah can learn from Pesach that if he hung his slaughter knife on it, it's not considered a yoke and it still qualifies. Pesach can learn from Parah that any work done for the sake of Kodshim is not considered work, as it's permitted to spread his garment on to protect it from flies. The Gemara asks, why did Hillel not permit them to to bring their sultan eyes by passing them along a chain of people. Ella, Karebi Imi. The answer is rather, he was following the opinion of Rabbi Imi that one may not transfer the item in this way. Or we could say that he could even have followed Rabbi Simon, who permits it, just as Hillel forgot this, means that he forgot that one could insert the knife into its wall or between its horns, he also forgot this, that one could transfer the knife by passing it along a chain of people. Abun asked, surely it's impossible that in a period of 14 years, Erev Pesach will not fall on Shabbos, so why do they not know the halacha? The answer is, in order to allow Hillel to rise to greatness. But Manna said, I heard from Rav Yudan and all of the Rabbanon that the reason that the great rabbis show respect for lesser Batei Dinim is in order to prevent dispute from increasing. Three people put aside their crowns in this world and inherited the next world. Yonasan ben Shaul, who himself should have become king but instead said that David would reign and he would be his second in command. Elazar ben Azariah, that after he was appointed to be Nasi, instead of Rav Gamliel, he returned the position to Rav Gamliel. And the third is the elders of the Seira, who gave over the position of Nasi to Hillel. Yonasan ben Shaul, Amar Rebbi lo yafilu Nasi me'achoya hakoyen yodois hayu shedavid osed limleich. But Yonasan ben Shaul, Rebbe said that the statement of Yonasan was not novel, as even the women behind the loom knew that David was destined to become king. Elazar ben Azariah, Tanian have it. Elazar ben Azariah, while there was a stipulation in his appointment that the position of Nasi could be returned at any point to Rabbi Gamliel, alternatively we can say when Rabbi Gamliel returned, he shared the position with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Leif lach ka'adar dezikne beseira, desharen gamoin, min nasiois, and minyana nasi. Our only example of such humility is with the elders of beseira, who gave over their position of Nasi to Hillel. Rabbanin de kisarin amrin af Rabbi Chanina de Zipporin lov mana. Rabbanin Kisan said that even Rabbi Chanina of Zipporin gave over his position to Rabbi Mana. Am Rabbi Shurben, Kvasav kol yomai, hayisi bayrech, min asrara, achir shenichnasti, kol mishu ba amaitsiyeni, bekum kum azeh, ani yered lai. Ma kum kum azeh, kava amasiyoi, mepachim boi, kach ani yered lai. Rabbi Shurben, Kvasav said that all my life I fled from any position of power, but now that I've accepted one, whoever will come and drive me out, I will pursue him with this copper pot. And just as this pot scalds from the hot coals that are inside it, injures due to its weight, and dirties from the soot that's inside it, so too I will pursue this person in all manner of ways. Am Rav Yosef Rabun, Chas v'Shalom, Dahava Baila Ela Dahaya Amma, Man Yemalon, Yemali Dechoyrin, Mekadoshim Shmaya Dekavasi. Rav Yosef Rabun says, Chas v'Shalom, one cannot say that he wished to have the position for personal gain, rather he felt that he was the person to sanctify Hashem's name in that position. Al Gimel Drayim Ale Hillel Mi Bavel. Three laws caused Hillel to come to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel in order to ask Shmaya and Avtalion to validate them. The pasuk says, Tohu Yochol Yifta V'yelech Loi, Tamer Loima V'tara Koyen. I V'tara Koyen Yochol Im Ama Koyen Al Tami Tov Ye Toho, Tamer Loima Tohu V'tara Koyen Al Ze Ala Hillel Mi Bavel. The first is the pasuk says concerning a nesek growth of a tzoras on a person's skin that healed. It says in Vayikra, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed Zayin, he is tahor, and might have thought that he's completely exempt and can now leave. The pasuk therefore concludes by saying, the koyen shall purify him, by declaring him to be tahor. From the words, the koyen shall purify him, I might have thought that if the koyen declared a tamei person to be tahor, that he would in fact become tahor. The pasuk says, he is tahor, and the koyen shall purify him. The expounding of this law caused Hillel to come from Bavel. The second, Kosev Echadoyme, Vezavachta, Pesach Lashem Elokecha, Tzoy Nivaka, Vekosev Echadoyme, Menakvasim Minayvim, Tikachu, HaKetzad, Tzoy Nepesach, Vetzoy Nivaka Lechagiga. One Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Nizayim, Pasuk Beis, and you shall sacrifice a Pesach offering to Hashem your God, a sheep or a cow. Another Pasuk says in Shmois Yud Beis, Pasuk Hei, you shall take from your sheep or from your goats. How can this be? One uses a sheep or a lamb for the Pesach offering, and a sheep or a cow for the Chagigah offering. And now the third, Kosev Echadoyme, Sheshes Yomim Techa Matzois, Vekosev Echadoyme, Shevas Yomim Matzois Tochelu, Hakei Tzad, Shisha Min HaChadosh, Veshira Min HaYoshon, And the third is that one pasuk says in Dvarim Tes Zayin pasuk Ches, 6 days you shall eat matzahs, and one pasuk says in Shmos Yud Beis pasuk Tes Vav, 7 days you shall eat matzahs. How could this be? 6 days of the new produce after the Omer offering is brought on the morning of the 16th of Nisan, new produce will become permitted to eat, and 7 days of the old produce during the entire Pesach festival. He expounded these laws, and they went to Eretz Yisrael, where they were accepted as law.